Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is Season 2, Episode 9. I'm John, and
I am Milo.
Oh, that sounds like a Halloween Milo. I am Milo. I watched the very end today, Milo, of The Conjuring, because I was flipping around channels while I was watching, or I was eating lunch. And I usually just put the news or something on, and I was flipping through, and I saw The Conjuring was, the end of it was on. So I said, hey, I'll just watch the end of that. It's pretty weird. But anyway, happy Halloween week. Are you ready for trick-or-treat for Tuesday night? Is that when you guys do it?
Yeah.
You do it on Tuesday. Some people do it on Saturday. We here in Mount Sterling, it's on Tuesday, and the for people that are interested in this kind of stuff, the Mason's Haunted House is open. It opens up tomorrow night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right in downtown Mount Sterling. It's a I've never been through it, but I heard it's pretty scary. So, if anyone's interested in that, come on down, right off of Route 71. So we got, we'll talk about youth sports a little bit, Milo. I know you had your last football game. Tell us about that. And, I hear it was quite a doozy.
What do you mean by that?
It was a good game.
Whoever told you that is kind of wrong, but whatever. We destroyed them. We absolutely destroyed them. 20-0 So we shut them out, and I got a 20-yard run, but it got called back for holding.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome. So you were in the you played running back?
Yeah.
Wow. So you ran 20 yards did, and one of the guys on your team was called for holding. That's always bad, but that's one of the reasons people can get free sometimes because they hold the defensive lineman. But congratulations on the win. So you guys won and you got a trophy. And how did you like your football season?
It was way different than last year. Last year, my team was unstoppable. But this year, our team wasn't that unstoppable. We were very good, though.
Yeah. And you got better as the year went on, which is really good. Usually happens. You start learning things. Things start making sense. But congratulations on that. And I hear you're going to be playing basketball. Tell us about that, and tell us who your wonderful, unbelievably fantastic coach is going to be.
So, I'm on the Cavaliers this year. And
yeah, that's the best name you could get. Good.
And my number is the best number you can get.
23?
Number 30.
30?
Yeah, who wears number 30? Like, the best player in the NBA right now.
Donovan Mitchell.
No, number 30.
I don't know who it is. He's the best player in the NBA right now, but outside of, in my opinion.
Here's his nickname. It's trivia time with Johnny Milo. The chef.
He's called the chef? Yeah,
uh-huh.
I have no idea. I know.
He has two of his family members played in the NBA. Or one is still plays in the NBA and the other did.
I give up, man. I don't know who it is.
I'll give you some more. He's won 4 NBA titles.
Well, it's not LeBron James. He's 23.
Nah, it's not LeBron.
Isn't he?
Yes, he's not number 6.
Yeah. I don't know. He's won 4 titles. Oh, Steph Curry?
Yeah.
That took me a while, didn't it? Took me a long way around Robin Hood's barn there, buddy, but I finally got there.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. So you're number 30. You will be you have practice tonight right after the show. We will probably be changing the show around a little bit so you can have plenty of time to get ready for the practice and stuff. You don't have to rush around.
I mean, I'm already, ready, so.
You're ready. The gym isn't too far away?
The gym's not that far.
Yeah. Okay, so the Cavaliers start practice tonight. Your mom's the coach. You're number 30. What's that?
I never mentioned the coach.
I know. I had to say it because we're tell us about your mom being the coach.
So they were short on coaches, and she asked my uncle if you want to be a coach with me. He said no. So now she's the coach.
Yep. She'll be fine. She'll have plenty of support. Just help her out. Make sure the kids are paying attention and taking her seriously, and you guys will be fine. You have a lot of players from last year, right?
Yeah, almost everyone except for this one kid.
Wow, so that's really good because basketball is a lot about synergy and playing together, so that'll be awesome. Okay, so anything else to say about the Dublin U Sports?
I know the champions for the DFL seniors and the DFL juniors.
Okay.
And the DFL flags. So the DFL flag winners is the Raiders.
Okay.
And then for the DFL juniors, the league I play in, well, that was my last league, my last time playing in that league, is the Tigers.
Okay. Congratulations to the Raiders and the Tigers.
And then the last team for the DFL seniors, it was the Saints.
The Dublin Saints. That's cool. Congratulations to all the teams for their
Dublin
success.
Tigers, Dublin Raiders. And Dublin Saints.
Okay. So let's move on. Good job on your reporting on the Dublin Football League and the youth athletics. The NCAA football goes into a pretty interesting week. The Ohio State University Buckeyes go to Madison, Wisconsin to play the Badgers. And that will be 7:30 on Saturday night. That's kind of cool. I like the earlier games, but, you know, this is a primetime game for them, so they get a lot of exposure. The top 10 in the NCAA is Michigan is number 1. Georgia.
Wait,
number
what?
Two. Yeah, that's what I've got here in the CBS Sports. Ohio State number three, Washington number four, Florida State number five, Georgia's number two, Oklahoma, Florida State, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, and Penn State at 10. So in the Big Ten, Michigan number one, Ohio State number two, Penn State number three, Rutgers number four, Maryland, Michigan State, and Indiana. That's in the East. In the West, Wisconsin's in number one place, so that'll be a good game tomorrow night. Two of the top teams. Wisconsin's at 3-1 in the conference and 5-2 overall. Iowa comes in at 3-2 and 6-2. Minnesota, Nebraska, and Northwestern are the top five in the West. So,
it doesn't
far
say
as,
that on here. It doesn't say that on mine.
Yeah, mine is a CBS Sports, so I'm not sure what that is, what poll that is. I just pulled it up, and it might be just their personal one. Yeah, this is updated October 23rd. But anyway, so Ohio State plays Wisconsin this Saturday night, buddy. Who do you think will win that one? What's your score?
Ohio State 55. The Badgers. No. Ohio State 59. The Badgers 22.
Okay. I'm going to go with Ohio 59 to 22. I'm going with Ohio State 28, Wisconsin 13. You got them scoring a lot. Ohio State last week had a really good game against Penn State, the Nittany Lions. Did you watch any of that game?
I didn't watch it, but I was listening to it on the radio.
Okay. Ohio State had probably their best game of the year, in my opinion. They beat Penn State 20-12. Penn State scoring late in that fourth quarter. It was pretty much under control. It's the Buckeyes had a 20-6 lead. The week before that, Ohio State 41, Purdue 7. So I think Ohio State's defense, Milo, is playing about as well as I've seen him play in a few years. So that makes Buckeye fans confident that we are definitely headed in the right direction as far as defense goes, because that's what wins games. It wins all kinds of games, buddy. It wins basketball games, defense and rebounding. And in football, defense is the most important part, special teams. And then scoring some points doesn't hurt either. So we're going to take a quick music break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the NFL and the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Splang. You're listening to
John Talk Radio.
It's awesome.
We're back on It's Sports Time with John and Milo. Cool. That was kind of a cool song, Mushroom Men from Mars, a Halloween vibe to it. We welcome you to our show. If you are new to the show, I'm John and he's Milo, and we do sports. We love it. We talk about it. The NFL last week, was really good games as far as I'm concerned. But the Bengals beat the Seahawks 17-13. The Bengals took up a bye week. They took a bye week. That was a week before that. And then the Browns beat the Colts 39-38 in a very interesting game. For once in their lives, the Browns got the calls at the end of the game. A lot of times they don't. A lot of times they get the calls against them. They got two good calls for them that helped them in that last drive. When 39-38, and so before that, they the Browns beat the 49ers 19-17, and that's who the Bengals play this week. They play the 49ers. So who do you think will win that one, buddy? Bengals, 49ers.
I think the probably hopefully, Bengals 21, 49ers 10.
Yeah, I like that score. I kind of think they're playing at San Francisco, so Jamar Chase gets loose. He's always open, man. He's always open, so I'm going to go with the 28.
You know his nickname? You know his nickname?
7-11. I don't know. But that doesn't make sense because 7-Eleven is only open from 7 to 11. Yeah, but that's only open from 7 to 11. But anyway, I do think he's going to have a big game. I'm going to go with the Bengals 28-14. I think we're pretty close there. Let's go and talk a little bit about the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The OHSAA football playoffs start this week. Wes Jefferson lost their last game of the season. They had won 9 in a row. They lost to Northeastern 21-13, but they did end up tying for first place in the Ohio Heritage Conference Division, North Division, so congratulations there. And this Friday night, the Rough Riders play Grove City Christian at 7 o'clock. So the winner of that continues on in the tournament, and the loser goes home. We do talk about Cary, and they won 8 games in a row, and they beat Seneca East 55-6. And this Friday night, they play Crestview. So they're on a roll. They're playing really good. That's awesome. And you have anything to say about that, buddy?
Go Blue Devils!
Go Rough Riders and Blue Devils. That'd be cool if they played each other because they're in the, they're both Division VI. It's possible. Let's hope it happens. Yeah, that would be cool. So we're all the way down.
We will beat you guys.
Well, we'll see. And we'll see, buddy. We don't bet on these. Yeah, but West Jeff's got a ways to go before they can think about that. So the last two games, they haven't played that well. But they're young. Okay, so let's hurry right along into it's a joke time with John and Milo. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
What has four wheels and flies?
A four-wheeler.
A garbage truck. Get it? Flies. What do pirates pay for corn? Say the pirate goes into a store to buy some corn. What's he pay? How much does it cost? A buccaneer. Get it? Buccaneer.
That makes sense.
What do you call an illegally parked frog?
I don't know.
A toad. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening to John and Milo's It's Sports Time with John and Milo tonight. We appreciate it. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball, buddy?
Catch you later.
We'll talk to you all later, everybody. Have a great evening.